Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. We got a great show for you guys today. The MLB All-Star Game is tonight. Getting to some plays that I like in the All-Star Game. Also, look at some MLB futures that we have as we look ahead to the second half of the season. We continue our college football and NFL previews on the show today. We're going to look at the Minnesota Vikings out of the NFC North and the Wisconsin Badgers out of the Big Ten. We'll dive in to both of those teams. It is a Tee It Up Tuesday, Open Championship on Thursday. We'll do a deeper dive into Royal Portrush throughout the show. And then our guy Chase Kitty normally joins us on a Wednesday, kind enough to join us today, get his thoughts on a little Wimbledon recap, college football, NFC North. Chase going to join us here in a moment. But as always, throughout the show, we want to hear from you guys. Any questions that you have, let us know. Anything that you got, it could be NBA, it could be MLB, NFL, college football, golf, anything that you have, let us know at the BetMGM Network. You can find us Twitch, YouTube, Live on X. Send in your questions and we'll get to it over the next 30 minutes. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. As always, all the previews that we have done in the NFL, college football, you can all check them out at the Send It In podcast. Let's get rolling. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our guy, Chase Kitty. You can follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM. And Chase, let's recap Wimbledon, my friend. I was texting you before the final between Alcaraz and Sinner on Sunday. Sinner ends up finally defeating Alcaraz, gets his first Wimbledon title. And then on the women's side, just complete domination by Iga in the final as well. Sinner is going to be your favorite at the U.S. Open at the end of August. He is plus 110. And then Sabalenka is going to be the favorite, followed by Iga. Sabalenka plus 225. So Chase, just some final closing thoughts from you on Wimbledon and maybe some early thoughts on the U.S. Open as well.
Awesome championship weekend. I mean, that's the main takeaway. The tennis was just really, really good. The U.S. Open is where it most predictably things get very weird, especially on the women's side. You see crazy runs from players that are, you know, very far down the rankings, or players you've never heard of. Emma Raducanu a few years ago sort of famously came out of nowhere and won this tournament in the WTA draw. So I think, especially this far out where we don't know what the next 2 months look like, we don't know who's going to take 7 weeks off and show up in Cincinnati and try to play their way into form in a week. I think it's very hard to project forward that far. But in general, the advice I would give, which is usually the advice I give every year, is do not be afraid to take some shots and predict something that's a little braver when you get to Flushing. I think Medvedev is sort of an interesting look there as somebody that's floating in the 10-1, 12-1 range. He has won the tournament before. I think generally the top, like, you understand why the odds are so slanted toward you know, the powers that be, after you have the first three Grand Slams that are dominated by the big time names. But in general, like, sometimes this is where they get upset. It's a long year. They've played a ton of matches at that point. They're a little tired. Maybe the motivation isn't there. So do not be afraid to do something different when you get to September.
I like it. All right, there you go. Once again, Sinner going to be your favorite on the men's side, plus 110. Sabalenka, plus 225 on the women's side. Chase, we look forward to that. As you said, starting in about 7-8 weeks, the U.S. Open. We do have some lower-level tennis going on, though. You're all over it. You're handicapping this stuff. Any bets that you have for tonight?
Yeah, Los Cabos in Mexico is going on this week. A couple other small tournaments as well. So there are a couple names I like. Yibing Wu, minus 210. You can get him straight sets, plus 110 tonight. Adam Walton is a really nice bet at minus 200, plus 115 to win in straight sets. I like the over 21.5 games there as well. The one that I really like, Adrian Mannarino, is a name that I have bet a lot over the years. He's also 37, and he's 2-9 on hard court this year. So I think he is a hard fade target, and James Duckworth at minus 125 just to win, I think that's a really bad price. He should be a bigger favorite. So I would look at that, and then I would also look at the plus 180 straight sets for Duckworth, probably the best value bet on the board for tonight.
All right, there you go. If you want some action outside of the MLB All-Star Game, Chase got you covered in tennis for today. We're talking with Chase Kitty here on Send It In. All right, Chase, let's talk some football. First with the NFL. We've been previewing the NFC North the last couple of days. We've looked at the Packers. We've looked at the Bears. We're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings today on the show. I think it's the most wide-open division in the NFL in terms of 1-4. You could really make a case for any of these teams to win the division. Just any thoughts for you on the NFC North? Is there one team that you know you're probably going to be bullish on? Is there a team that you know you're going to be fading? I mean, when I say NFC North, what are kind of the first thoughts that come to your mind for the upcoming season?
Well, I think you're dead on that it's the most competitive division 1-4. So I think anytime you have a situation like that, my gut instinct is to go closer to the bottom of the board and bet for value. Go get a Bears plus 550 and see if they can just new energy and offensive firepower their way into contention at the top of the division there. But I think one of the things I've seen over time is that when you have a team that's really good and they are consistent and strong at the top of a division, and then they get a major departure like Ben Johnson leaving the Lions, I think one of the instincts that a lot of bettors have is, okay, the meal ticket has left, so it's time to go bet somewhere else. This is true in NFL and in college football as well. I think a lot of times there's a one-year period where the momentum they have and the players they have, they can sustain that momentum past the departure of maybe the brain trust. And I think in a lot of ways, Ben Johnson was the offensive brain trust of that team. So I actually think the Lions are being a little bit overlooked here in that plus one runway at plus 125. And it's, you know, it's cheap. You're not going to get a ton of return there, but that's what my gut says is the play for this year. And then maybe you can look for more creative leads in 26 and beyond.
Okay, very interesting. Also in the Big Ten in college football, Chase, we'll be talking about that. We're going to look at Wisconsin today, who's got the most difficult schedule in the Big Ten, one of the toughest schedules in the entire country. Usual suspects at the top of the board, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Michigan, towards the top. Where are you going in the Big Ten this year? I mean, Ohio State hasn't won it in a few years. Oregon wins it first year in the league. A lot of people are bullish on Penn State. What do you like in the Big Ten?
I think it's Penn State almost by process of elimination. I think a lot of people have made an affirmative case for what James Franklin has there this year. The, you know, if not now, win kind of case. The fact that they retain a lot of their talent. They lose a couple of high impact players, especially on defense, but the depth and overall talent is still there. And then you look at what a team like Ohio State lost, which was crazy into the NFL draft. You say, okay, it has to be them. I think that's true, but I think the part that people maybe are missing here at the top of the Big Ten is Oregon, I think, is maybe a little overvalued as well. If you look at the quarterbacks that Oregon had the last couple years, to have Bo Nix, to have Dylan Gabriel, these aren't high-level NFL quarterbacks, but for the college game, these are two of the most experienced starting quarterbacks in the history of college football. Statistically, that's true. You're going to replace those two guys this year with Dante Moore, whose experience is mostly playing half of a season 2 years ago at UCLA. So I think there is potential there for drop-off that the market isn't fully accounting for. And I think once you start to think about that, I think the variance on how wide, how long that lower tail can be for Oregon's bell curve, I think the market isn't accounting for that. I'm not really a top-end buyer of Michigan. I just think Penn State is the obvious team left standing there when you start to really look at the other teams that they're competing with at the top of the Big Ten odds chart.
I mean, it's a really good point, right? All these teams, Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, are going to be starting quarterbacks that are inexperienced, young quarterbacks, freshmen, and then you got Penn State, obviously with Aller, who very experienced there for Penn State. So that's what you would do in the Big Ten. What about big picture? Like, if you're looking at Big Ten teams to win the national title, Chase, because I don't think many people might disagree with you. They could see Penn State winning the league, but then when you get into the national championship conversation, that's obviously a different story. Is there anybody out of the Big Ten that you would bet to win the title?
No. Okay. I mean, I think Penn State could have a nice run. I mean, in this new format, right, anybody can really win it because it's more of a bracket. So it's harder to say definitive things like, no, I don't think a Big Ten team can win it this year based on what I'm seeing in the preseason, total pre-flop, right? But I don't see the top end level. I think Penn State has the highest ceiling. I think they have the highest floor. So that's where all of my chips would be. But I don't think they're going to reach the heights necessarily of a Texas or a Georgia or some of the other top end teams that we see in that market. So I don't think this is the year I'm looking to bet national championship Big Ten futures. I would rather look for the Big Ten team that's going to find the soft, unbalanced schedule like Indiana did last year and then bet the playoff futures there.
I like it. As you can see on your screen, Ohio State plus 525, Penn State plus 800, Oregon plus 900 out of the Big Ten to win the national championship. Chase, final thought from you. Week one of college football is approaching. You told me you're obviously starting to dive into the card a little bit, pick out some games that you like. What would have been some of your thoughts so far on the week one card?
Yeah, so real quick, what happened was I was so interested in what Clayton Safey said last week on your show before I came on about teams and with ATS records crossing multiple time zones just have a terrible record. And so yes. I went more data point by data point on that to find where the value was specifically and see if I could cut that stat up a little more. And it's the teams you want to fade are the favorites going on the road. If you get a big dog going on the road, they actually perform pretty well. If you get a team flying 2,000 miles and laying 8.5 points, that's the really flat spot. And so I was looking at week one spots this week to sort of fall into that trend. South Florida plus 9.5 hosting Boise State, Colorado plus 4.5 hosting Georgia Tech. And then, I mean, if you're really brave, you could take a shot with Nevada plus 45.5 playing at Penn State, but maybe you'll leave that one alone.
Woohoo! Chase, you're talking my language. I can't wait. That USF game I like. I'm definitely going to be on that. That should be a lot of fun. Chase Kitty, give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM. Normally joins us Wednesdays. Kind enough to join us here on a Tuesday. Chase, appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
All right, see ya.
Yep. All right. Great stuff there from Chase Kitty. Let's continue our previews here on Send It In. We'll start with a little college football and the Wisconsin Badgers. And as you guys know, we're going to do a lot of these previews leading up to the college football season. You might not see a schedule as tough as the one that you're going to see on your screen right now. Wisconsin's got the toughest schedule in the Big Ten and arguably one of the toughest schedules in all of college football. Why is that? Well, just look at their Big Ten schedule alone, right? They got to go at Michigan. They got to go at Oregon, at Indiana. They got to play Illinois at home, Ohio State at home, Washington at home, Iowa at home. They're pretty much playing all the top teams in the Big Ten Conference outside of Penn State and USC. Really difficult schedule. And then, oh yeah, on top of that, you got a road trip to Tuscaloosa this year as well to take on Alabama in week three. It's a really difficult schedule for Wisconsin. A big reason why their win total this year is sitting at 5.5, and the over is plus 140. So really the big question this year when betting Wisconsin, if you're looking at their win total, do you think the Badgers are going to make a bowl game this season? Yes or no? If you do, take the over win total, over 5.5 at plus 140. If you don't, the under is minus 165. Don't know if you want to lay that kind of juice, but that's pretty much what it is. With this schedule that Wisconsin has, odds makers think that there's a less likely chance the Badgers do not make a bowl this season than they do. Some things that are in favor for Wisconsin this year is they've just had really tough injury luck. The first couple of years that Luke Fickell has been in Madison, he's lost both of his starting quarterbacks early on in the season, and they've had to play the rest of the season with all these backups. What do we know about Wisconsin that's been true for the last 10-plus years? Always great on the defensive side of the ball, really tough, hard-nosed on the offensive side of the ball. They want to run the football. They want to punch you in the face, but they don't really have elite skill weapons on the outside, right? They normally have some really good running backs, good tight ends, but as far as those game-breaking receivers, elite top-tier quarterbacks, they just don't have that. So, when Wisconsin's number one quarterback goes down, it's just really hard for their number two quarterback to win a lot of these games in a difficult Big Ten. So hopefully year three for Luke Fickell has better injury luck this time around. They're going to have Billy Edwards Jr. starting for them, who transfers in from Maryland. Billy's a nice player, good dual threat athlete, can really run, good in short yardage. But obviously, can he give Wisconsin that lift in the passing game going up against some of these defenses that he's going to see this season? I didn't do anything with Wisconsin's win total. I do kind of lean towards the under, but I don't want to lay minus 165. The reason I would probably take the under with Wisconsin is, again, you look at their schedule, and really there are only three games that jump out at you that you think the Badgers are absolutely going to win for the most part. Miami of Ohio week one, Middle Tennessee week two, and Maryland at home week four. You would feel pretty confident about Wisconsin winning all those games. Outside of that, probably not many games that you would look at and feel good that Wisconsin is going to win. At Michigan, probably going to lose that one. At Alabama, probably going to lose that one. At Oregon, home against Ohio State, these are probably games that they're all going to lose. At Indiana as well. The Iowa game at home, definitely could win that one. The Washington game at home, definitely could win that one. And then also the road game at Minnesota, the home game at Illinois, all games that they could win. The problem is I don't see Wisconsin really built to shock any of those teams that they're going to need to upset if they probably go over this win total. And you're just putting too much pressure on them to win all those 50-50 games, where if you're betting a win total, you're looking at, all right, those are the games that they're going to need to win if I'm going to cash my win total. Just think there's too much that has to go right this year for the Badgers for you to go over that. So staying away from Wisconsin, what a gauntlet that they have. It would be awesome for them to make a bowl game and cash their win total. Would be a great step in the right direction for Luke Fickell and his program. But he just needs his quarterback to stay healthy. Needs that for the first time in 3 years. So be an interesting season for Wisconsin, but I do not want to get involved with them at all. How about the Minnesota Vikings? Let's look at them in the NFC North. Now, obviously, we've been doing a lot of previews with these NFC North teams, right? We've talked Packers, we've talked Bears, we've looked at how both of those schedules are absolutely brutal. We're going to look at the Detroit Lions tomorrow. Their schedule is also really tough. I think Minnesota, on paper, has the easiest schedule of the four NFC North teams. And the big reason being, the Vikings only play one true road game before week eight. Just one true road game before week eight until they got to take on the Chargers in LA in October 23rd, right? You might see a lot of verses on the screen here. That's because, remember, the Vikings have those two back-to-back games in London this year against Pittsburgh and Cleveland. So even though they got to travel across the pond, not true road games, that's going to be neutral site. So think about all those games early on in the season where Minnesota is either going to be home or they're going to be on a neutral site. Week one, they play on the road at the Bears on Monday Night Football. And then after that, they don't have to play at another road stadium until week eight. All these NFC North schedules are really tough. I think that's a pretty advantageous one for Minnesota. You also keep in mind the fact that they probably have one of the best coaching staffs in the NFL, right? KOC is a terrific head coach, one of the best play callers. Brian Flores, one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL as well. The fact that there's a lot of continuity there in Minnesota, that those guys have been together now for a good amount of time, that obviously helps them. There's a lot to like with this Minnesota team. They got a good offensive line. They have arguably the best receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson. Aaron Jones had a nice season for them. Minnesota the last couple years, though, has been one of those teams that it feels like they've really won more games than they maybe should have, right? We talk about a lot of times all these teams across so many sports that maybe lost more games than they should have or won more games that they should have. Feels like Minnesota's been on the right side of winning a lot of these one-score games. And a lot of that probably has to do with their coaching, and you got to give them credit for that. They were the best team in the NFL last year at forcing turnovers. Their defense was terrific at getting after the quarterback. They should be great in both of those departments again this year. One of the more underrated moves of the offseason was getting Jonathan Allen from the Commanders on that defensive line. I like Minnesota a lot, and I think their team could be really good. But J.J. McCarthy, what is he going to look like as a pro? What's he going to look like in his rookie season? None of us know. And that's the bet with Minnesota. So when I look at their futures odds and when I look at their bets of what to do with Minnesota, their win total's at 9.5. The over is plus 105. The under is minus 125. For the Vikings to make the playoffs, it's minus 115. To the yes, it's minus 105. To the no, if you want to bet them to win the division, they're 4-1. If you want to bet them to win the Super Bowl, they're 25-1. I don't think betting the Vikings to win the division is a bad bet at all. I think that's a really good bet, right? Any of these teams to win the NFC North, you can make a case for. And again, just like we were talking about Chicago the other day, that's the only thing I would bet with the Bears is for them to win the division. It's probably the same thing with Minnesota. The only bet I would make is for them to win the division. I would be a little more inclined to bet the win total with the Vikings than I would with the Bears, just because I could certainly see the Bears season being a little bit more difficult than the Vikings season would be. But we just don't know how good J.J. McCarthy is. At Michigan, he had such a good coach, he had such a good defense, and he had such a good supporting cast that he really didn't need to do all that much. And Bo Nix was kind of put in the same situation this past year in Denver, where he was in a great college situation, especially when he was at Oregon. Then you go into the pros in Denver, you got a terrific defense, you got a great head coach in Sean Payton. They put him in a great situation. And McCarthy is in a great situation as well. So I certainly think there's a better chance that he succeeds than he doesn't. But with all that being said, you got to expect some regression from Minnesota after going 14-3 last year. Now, the question is, will they regress to a 10-11 win team or to an 8-9 win team? I think it's too close to call. 9.5 is the perfect number. I'm staying away from the Minnesota Vikings for the upcoming season. All right, you guys, let's talk some golf. Teed Up Tuesday here on Send It In. We obviously got the Open Championship at Royal Portrush taking place on Thursday. We had the tee times come out today for all the three balls, all the groupings that we're going to see in round one and round two. And it definitely does look like that the PM AM wave is going to be the wave to target. Now, obviously, whenever we go to Europe, when we go to Scotland, when we go to Ireland, wherever they play the Open, I mean, as you guys know, the weather can flip on a dime. The forecast might say one thing, and then you might just throw that out 5 minutes later. It means absolutely nothing. But that's kind of what it's showing early, is that maybe the PM AM wave could have a little bit of advantage. But this is definitely going to be one of those Open Championships where if you want to see some carnage, if you want to see some nasty weather, if you want to see some rain, if you want to see some wind, it's looking like that. This could be the week for it. So, you know, maybe this could be the week where you take some long shots, because if we're going to have some crazy weather, it's going to open the field up for some of these other guys. If we're going to have some nasty conditions like it did at Oakmont when over the weekend, we had some bad weather, right? Especially in that final round. And even though J.J. Spahn bogeyed four of his first five holes, he still found a way to win that event. As I told you guys yesterday, some of the golfers that I'm looking at the Tommy Fleetwood, Russell Henley types. I think both of those guys could be good bets this week. I only bet Tommy Fleetwood as a placement bet. Only bet him top 20 or top 10. Would never bet him to win outright. Russell Henley, I think he's a good top 20, top 10 look as well. I think at 50-1, that's a nice price in two where you can buy him to win outright. Sepp Straka's a really interesting one to me. He's missed the cut in all three majors so far this season, but he's so good and he's had such a good year. Maybe this is the tournament where he puts it all together, getting a nice price at 45-1. Brooks Koepka, told you guys yesterday, his caddy, Ricky Elliott, grew up right down the road from Royal Portrush. Everybody's going to talk about Rory and a home game for him this week. It's also a home game for Ricky Elliott. And Brooks is starting to play a little better in the majors. Had himself in contention about the middle of Friday at Oakmont. So maybe this is the week where he kind of puts it all together, getting a nice price on Brooksy at 55-1. Adam Scott, Justin Rose, I think you can throw those two guys kind of in the same category. Major championship winners, still playing great golf in their mid-40s, have been competitive in the Opens before. Feels like one of those guys, if not both, could be in contention this week. Cam Young, talked about him yesterday. He's 80-1 to win it. Cam Young's played in the Open Championship three times. He's finished in the top 10 two of those times. He's been playing really good golf here over the last couple months. Cam Young just loves the Open Championship. But obviously, I'll give you guys my full card tomorrow with who I like. But those are some golfers that I would target. I'm really not looking at a lot of the big names this week. I think John Rahm is probably of the big name guys, the guys that I love. Outside of that, though, I really don't like Scheffler this week, to be honest with you. I'm not concerned about Scheffler at all. Come on this show a ton, and I tell you there are certain weeks to bet the without Scotty market. I don't think this is one of those weeks. I don't think he wins. Rory, think there's too much pressure on him. Don't really like him either. Bryson, just at the Open's never a good fit. So a lot of those guys at the top of the board, I think we can fade this week. Opens it up for some other guys, but I think Rahm would be the one favorite maybe to keep an eye on there at 12-1. All right, a promo from our friends now at BetMGM. BetMGM account holders can bet on golf with an offer you won't find anywhere else. With Second Chance, you will get your stake back in cash if your tournament winner pick comes in second. Pick the pro you think will win the tournament. If it's not your golfer, but he finishes right behind the winner in second, you'll get your stake back in cash. Brought to you by the Sportsbook Born in Vegas, BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, guys, we got the All-Star game tonight in Atlanta. Fortunately, the Home Run Derby last night did not treat us well. We like James Wood to win it. He finished with 16 home runs in the first round. Cal Raleigh hit 17 and had like 8 feet of distance farther than Brett Rooker and ended up making it to the semifinals. Then, of course, goes on to win. James Wood just hits one more home run. He would have won the tiebreaker and would have gone on. Maybe he would have won. As soon as he went first in the Derby, knew we were in trouble, but it's all right. We move on. MLB All-Star game tonight. Guy that I would target. How can you not like Freddie Freeman tonight? Back in Atlanta, where he's beloved, having a great season. Freddie Freeman to get a base hit tonight is plus 100. He's got his manager, Dave Roberts, there in the dugout with him. You figure he knows how much tonight means to Freddie. I heard him talking during the media availability. And obviously, when Freddie knew that the All-Star game would be played in Atlanta this year, it was circled on his calendar. Freddie has made it to Atlanta. You know he wants to put on a show. I would expect Freddie to get two at-bats tonight. I think he gets a hit in one of them. Plus 100, Freddie Freeman to get a base hit. Welcome back to Atlanta. Absolutely love that bet. How can you not sprinkle a little on him and win MVP as well at 25-1? Because he certainly is going to get the sympathy vote. The crowd is going to be behind him. If he has an RBI single, if he certainly has a game-winning hit, if he hits a home run, it's going to take a lot for somebody else to win MVP. So give me Freddie Freeman MVP, little sprinkle, and also for Freddie to get a base hit at plus 100 as well. Kyle Tucker is another guy that I would look at for the Chicago Cubs. Tucker's having a terrific year. Tucker is one of those guys that hits really good pitching well. I also think he gets a couple at-bats tonight, so Kyle Tucker, 30-1. Keep an eye on him. Obviously going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So Freddie and Tucker, the two MVP bets that I'm rolling with. As for the side, the total, who I like to win the game, how many runs I think are going to be scored, I'm staying away from that. Your guess is as good as mine for who you think is going to win tonight. The total, 7, feels about right. Would probably lean to the under just because of how many great pitchers we're going to see tonight. Even though we have the best hitters in the world that they'll be facing, advantage, good pitching beats good hitting, as we know. Would lean under 7. No pick for me on the game, but love Freddie Freeman tonight to get a base hit at plus 100. All right, let's wrap up the show. DJ's plays here on Send It In. Got a couple minutes left. And going streaking? Well, we can do some going streaking tonight because we got a baseball game. We're taking Freddie Freeman to get a base hit against The American League. Again, Freddie back in Atlanta. Can't you guys just see it? Again, he's going to get a couple at-bats, going to get a standing ovation when he gets into the box. The other pitcher of the American League, obviously going to give him something to hit, going to pitch to him, and I think Freddie gets us a base hit. So you can get really good prices on Freddie to get two or more base hits. You can bet the total bases, whatever you want. You just want to play it safe, though. One base hit plus 100. I think that's a good look tonight for going streaking. My prop lock, again, is going to be Kyle Tucker to win MVP. I told you guys to maybe bet Freddie as well, but Tucker's the better value at 30-1. One of the most underrated players still in all of Major League Baseball. Love that value. Kyle Tucker at 30-1. Dog of the day, let's go to the Open Championship. Russell Henley to finish in the top 20 at plus 175. It's been pretty surprising that throughout his career, Russell Henley's never fared well in the Open Championship game because he has the perfect game to translate to links-style golf courses where you don't have to necessarily hit it all that high. You don't have to hit it all that far. You just got to be accurate, be a great scrambler, have a good short game, be a good mid-iron player. Russ checks all those boxes, and he can play in difficult weather as well. So Russell Henley, top 20, is going to be my dog of the day at plus money. And then my best bet, week one, Vikings, Bears, under the total at 44.5. We gave this way out earlier in the year, a couple months ago when the schedule came out, when we knew who would be playing each other. I love that week one under because everybody's going to talk about Ben Johnson for the Bears, J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, but you still got a rookie making his first career start on the road. You got the Bears offense in their first game under Ben Johnson's scheme. I think both of those things benefits the defenses. So we'll go under 44.5 week one, Vikings and Bears. Thanks again to Chase Kitty for joining us today. The Tour Junkies join us tomorrow as we preview the Open Championship. We'll see you guys then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.